It's hour number two of this week's Blues Before Sunrise. I'm your host, Steve Cushing, and we start this hour with Cousin Joe out of New Orleans.
Nature made man out of a monkey, according to ancient history. Nature made man out of monkey, according to ancient history. But it took a beautiful woman to make a monkey out of me. She'll give you a little sweet talk and a great big hug and squeeze. Yes, she'll give you a little sweet talk and a great big hug and squeeze. And before you know it, that woman will help you climb a tree. Samson, he was the strongest man. Yes, you take Samson, he was the strongest man. But Delilah made him shave his head as clean as his hand. So it was told to me, it took 1,000 years for nature to make a man out of monkey, but it took a very short time for a woman to make a monkey out of man. You don't need a map of the world or a blueprint to understand. Peter Blue. It wasn't gambling that caused me to kill my friend Peter Blue. If you caught your best friend with your wife, you'd do the same thing too. When they strapped on the lie detector, the needle kept going up and down. When they strapped on the lie detector, the needle kept going up and down. Then they knew I was lying when I first sat down. So I spoke to my conscience and asked, what should I do? Yes, I spoke to my conscience and asked, what should I do? My conscience told me I'd plead guilty if I were you. So I stood up on my feet and raised up my right hand. So I stood up on my feet and raised up my right hand. I said, Judge, I'm confessing, I shot my woman's man. So the prosecutor asked me, Shorty, why did you kill that man? Yes, the prosecutor asked me, Shorty, why did you kill that man? I said if you've never been in love, then you wouldn't understand. When I signed my confession, this is what I wrote. When I signed my confession, this is what I wrote. That I'm throwing myself on the mercy of the court. When the jury found me guilty, my woman's eyes was full of tears. When the jury found me guilty, my woman's eyes was full of tears. The verdict was manslaughter. I got from 1 to 20 years. Baby, 1 year ain't no sentence, and 20 years ain't no time. Baby, 1 year ain't no sentence, and 20 years ain't no time. And if life lasts, I'll see you when I serve my time.
Coming home to stay. I just got word that she's on her way. I'm gonna meet her at the station for a grand celebration. Oh, what a wonderful day. station man.
Station man.
Pull the switch and clear the track, flag the train.
Flag the train.
Cause my baby's coming back, don't delay.
Don't delay.
Have the porter bring a snack that you choose, bringing my baby home. Call the press.
Call the press.
Here's the story of the day, you can say.
You can say.
We'll be married right away, spread the news.
Spread the news.
Fairly well to the blues. She promised never no more to roam. Woo woo. Can't you hear the whistle blowing? The engine's coming round the bend. Woo-woo. There's a reason for the blowing. There's happiness aboard for me, my friend. Yes, siree.
Yes, siree.
I've been waiting patiently, cause I know.
Cause I know.
She's within this misery, so you see.
So you see.
I'm as happy as can be that you choose bringing my baby home. I'm as happy as can be. My baby's coming home to stay.
Well, I didn't know many Louis Jordan imitators, but there's the one guy that I did know. Calvin Bowes was his name, and that's the Choo-Choo's Bringing My Baby Back Home from January of 1950. Rounds out our first set. Let's see, we started with a pair by Cousin Joe. The first one was Evolution Blues, and what was it? God Made a Man Out of a Monkey from November of 1947. Sammy Price was there on piano, Billy Butterfield on guitar. Yeah, that's the same guy that was with Bill Doggett. Then Cousin Joe and Boxcar Shorty's Confession. There was he had an earlier record, Boxcar Shorty and somebody Blue, and this was the follow up. He murdered his friend from November 1947. Same people, Sammy Price and Billy Butler. Then we listened to Coot Grant and Sox Wilson, Toot It, Brother Armstrong, from May of 1938. Sammy Price on piano, and that led us around to Calvin Bowes and the Choo-Choo's Bringing My Baby Back Home from January of 1950. You're tuned to Blues Before Sunrise. It's the Blues Heritage Showcase. And as we always say, just when you thought it was safe to go back in the water.
Yeah. You should be proud of me.
Why?
I'm George, your lawyer. Never lost the case in my life.
Yeah?
Yeah.
You my lawyer, ain't you?
That's right.
Yeah, you know why I'm riding the subway, don't you?
Why?
Because you is my lawyer. If I had to take your advice, I'd be riding on a Cadillac now. But you is my lawyer. And you know what I think of you as my lawyer?
What do you think of me as a lawyer? Come on.
What's the matter now?
I'm taking you to jail.
What, you taking me to jail?
For spitting on the subway.
For spitting on the subway?
That's $2 fine.
$2 fine?
That's right.
Well, wait a minute, officer. We can straighten this thing out of court, can't we? Suppose I give you $2 here and you have to go to court in the morning.
All right, make it snappy. Make it snappy.
Hey, George. What? Give me $2.
For what?
To get a cop, man.
Do you think I'll give you $2 to bribe an officer?
Yeah.
You don't have to give him the
$2. Yeah,
Look, I'm your lawyer. I'll take this thing to court. I'm George, your lawyer. Never lost a case in my life.
George, give a man the $2. Yes, sir, Judge.
All right, order in the courtroom, order in the courtroom.
Yes, sir.
Now, officer, what do you have this man charged with?
Well, Inspector Raiden on the subway.
I didn't Inspector Raiden nowhere. I plain everyday spit. That's what I did.
Order. Well, the fine for Inspector Raiden on the subway
is
$2.
Yes.
Or 10 days in jail.
Yes, sir.
Now, are you ready to pay your fine?
Oh, yeah. Give me $2, George.
You'll do nothing of the kind.
Yeah, give me $2.
You don't have to pay the $2.
Why?
I'll take this case to a higher court.
No.
I am George, your lawyer.
Yeah.
Never lost a case in my life.
Take him away, officer. Take him away.
All right.
Pay the $2.
Come on.
Hey, there's a doggone shame.
Well,
ain't as a dog.
I don't care what to say. They can't put you in jail for that.
They can't do what?
They can't put you in jail for that.
They can't put me in jail?
No.
Where the hell you think I am? You talk like I'm up on 7th Avenue playing pinochle or something. Now you talk like the devil and got me in here. What the devil you doing to get me out of here?
Well, this morning I went downtown. I saw one of the biggest lawyers in New York.
Yeah?
Yeah, New York City.
One of them big lawyers?
Lawyer Brown. Yeah.
Ooh, he costs a lot of money, George.
That's right.
Well, what are you going to charge?
He told me that I should have paid the
$2. Well, hell, I told you that. Any baby could have told you that. How much did he cost, George?
$5,000.
$5,000?
Yeah.
$5,000 for what? For spitting on the subway?
Yeah.
George, you're losing your kind of mind. Boy, what is wrong with you? You're going to give that man $5,000 and all I did was spit on the subway? George, go pay the $2. Yes, sir, Your Honor.
All right, order in the courtroom.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir, Your Honor.
The case of Mr. Pickmeat Markham versus the people has been handed down from the higher court and has been dismissed.
Thank you very much.
What did I tell you? Did I tell you I'll get you out? I'm George, your lawyer. Never lost a case in my life.
Well, let's go before you lose this one.
But, wait a minute.
Sir?
But.
Look, how there's a serious butt done jumped up here. That's a bad butt there.
That's it.
Now, you Inspector Raiden on the subway, the sputum.
A sputum? What is sputum?
Saliva.
Yeah. That's the word for high-class spit.
That's it.
Now, sputum caused disease to spread.
Yes, sir.
And several people to take ill.
Uh-huh.
And one died.
No.
Therefore, we charge you with murder in the first degree.
Good gracious.
And sentence you to be hanged by the neck until you are dead.
Oh, no.
And may the Lord have mercy upon your soul.
No. No. George, pay the $2. Yes, sir.
Well, buddy.
Yeah.
You only got 2 hours to live.
Yeah, that wouldn't look like.
And the state says any time a man is ready to die, they get him anything he wants to eat.
That's what the state said?
That's right.
Anything you want to eat?
Anything.
When you get ready to die?
That's right.
Hell, I've been in the state 7 years. They ain't give me a sandwich yet. Now all of a sudden they're going to feed me, huh?
That's right.
Who's going to pay the check?
Why, the state.
The state?
That's right.
Get out your pencil and paper. You got a pencil and paper?
Oh, yeah.
Get down. I'm going to break the state right here. I'm going to put the state in a bad shape. I'm going to put the state on release, I'm telling you. Give me 5 fried chickens. I want everything to go with it now.
Everything to
go
with it.
The mustard greens and all.
Got it.
I want me 4 pork chops.
4 pork chops.
Yeah, put some greens with them pork chops too.
You got it.
You understand?
Uh-huh.
I want a cup of coffee, Demitasse of coffee.
Steak.
Yeah, and I want a nice big steak too.
Steak.
I don't want no little bit of steak. I want a steak so big, if it had horns and hoofs on it, I could milk the damn thing. You understand? You got that?
Got it.
Now I want beans a la tarte.
Beans out of top.
I said I want beans out of top.
Well, what kind of beans is that?
Eat the beans, ta 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 ta. Hey, come here. Huh? You better make that macaroni and beans.
Why the macaroni?
I want that pipe organ effect. Hey, do me a favor.
Huh?
While you're up there, go tell the warden the sink in here. He got to do something about the sink. It's too high. My toes have got blisters on it trying to get up on it. Tell the warden that.
Yeah.
And while you're out there, look around and see, can you see my lawyer?
Uh-huh.
If you see my lawyer,
yeah,
tell him to give you the $2. Well, there you are. I'm not going to say
there
you
are.
Yeah.
What did I tell you? Didn't I tell you I'd get you out?
You did tell me that.
But I had to lose my prestige. Ooh. And go to the governor to get a pardon for you.
You had to lose your prestige?
That's right.
To go to the governor to get a pardon to get me out?
That's right.
Who you think you talking to? You lost your prestige. Are you through?
Yeah.
You know I've been in jail down there 5 years, 2 months, 6 seconds, and 3 minutes. And while I was in there, you know I lost my wife? The mailman took her. My kids won't even speak to me. You know that $4 I had in the bank, don't you?
Mm-hmm.
That's gone too. And you know what I think of you as a lawyer, don't you?
What do you think of me as a lawyer?
What? Again?
Huh?
Spitting on the subway?
Yeah, give him $2, George. George, give him $2.
No, no.
Give him $2, George. Give him $2.
Come here, pretty baby, put your fine mellow body on my knee. I want to whisper in your ear, tell you things that keep worrying me. You love me, Miss Sweeter, you don't need no one man no good. Don't mean no one man no good. All you do, baby, is raise hell in my neighborhood. Yes, I did more for my baby than the good Lord ever done. Yes, I did more for my baby than the good Lord ever done. I went downtown for some hair, cause the good Lord sure didn't give enough. Give me back my wig I bought you, let your head go bald. Give me back my wig I bought you, let your head go bald. You know when I met you, baby, you didn't have no hair at all. Go away, go away. What's the matter now? Mm-hmm.
like a summer's breeze. Yes, you cool me, mama, cool me like a summer's breeze. You can spend my money, baby.
Thank you.
There's tenor man Julian Dash, known widely as a member of the Erskine Hawkins Orchestra. Here he is with a record under his own name. The Long Moan was the name of it, December of 1950. Before that, we listened to Eddie Mack, blues singer, and Cool Mama from December 1949. And preceding Eddie Mack, we had Lem Johnson on the tenor, the Esky Blues from November of 1944. All three of those sides were on the Blue Moon label. The Blue Moon label is a label, a reissue label, Vintage Recordings, that is based in Spain. They do a lot of saxophone players in their catalog. We started that whole set at the Apollo Theater back in January of 1960 with Pigmeat Markham. You're listening to Blues Before Sunrise. It's the Blues Heritage Showcase. I'm Steve Cushing. We're going to change the pace now, going back from R&B from the 40s and the 50s. Let's go back before World War II and to set the pace, give you an idea of what they sound like. Let's listen to Piano Kid Edwards. This goes back to December of 1930, and he calls it the Piano Kid Special. Piano Kid Edwards on the Paramount label, anything he calls the Piano Kid Special, December of 1930. As I opened the CD to load it into the player, a note came out. This is a handwritten note that I did from a caller, and it says, Piano Kid Edwards became a doctor who settled and eventually died in Minneapolis. He retired from music and playing in public, though he continued to follow music in the various bands, he didn't think it was appropriate for a physician to play music in public. All right. Had to jump under the desk here to pick that up. It fell on out. God, that thing must be over 30 years old, that note that I've written to myself. Again, you're tuned to Blues Before Sunrise. You know, I sort of have missed the Ethel Waters series that we did, and I thought it might be fun over the next couple of months to play sets of sides by an individual classic blues singer, the women of the 1920s who sort of pioneered blues recording. And I thought this week we'd listen to a handful, count them, four sides by Rosa Henderson. Rosa Henderson recorded from 1923 through 1931. She lived until the 1960s. I think there was the author of a book on the classic blues singers who found Rosa Henderson. She was on her deathbed and managed to have a conversation with her. But usually, you know me and classic blues singers, I don't like the vintage jazz bands behind them as much as I like pianists. So I think I've got three out of the four are piano players accompanying Rosa Henderson, classic blues singer Rosa Henderson. Here we go.
Papa, I got to get you told. up in Phoenix cold. I wonder what's wrong with you. Yes, I wonder what is it wrong with you. That it's why I'm blue. Now, babe, I've tried and tried. It can't be denied. I've tried all to please and amuse.
Do up. be that low-down gal. Oh, she stole my daddy and my bestest pal. They call me Rough House Mamie. Please, old Rough House way. They call me Rough House Mamie with those rough house ways. Cause I'm just like a tiger, being rough all my day.
Sides by classic blues singer Rosa Henderson. We had Down South Blues from July 1923, Fletcher Henderson playing piano, no relation to Rosa Henderson. Then we had So Long to You in the Blues, also on Vocalion, from August of 1923. We had Rosa Henderson with the band and the Rough House Blues. It was an unknown band, from June 1926 on Vocalion. And finally, I'm Saving It All for You on the Perfect label from May of 1927. Louis Hooper on piano, and they think Bob Fuller on clarinet and Louis Metcalf on the cornet. And by the way, Rosa Henderson was married. It wasn't Slim Green, it was Slim Henderson. He was a tenor player who was also a musical comedian as well. We'll do some more classic blues singers in the week to come. Right now, it's time for the Vintage Gospel Set.
This hammer keeps on ringing in the...
You better not hurt. The hammer keeps on ringing in the... You better not hurt. The hammer keeps on ringing.
yonder.
You better not have a mother over yonder. You better not have a mother over yonder. You better not, oh, Lord, yeah. She's in that new bearing.
Oh, I have a father over yonder.
Up the world, up the I've been a son and said, my wife, oh, yeah. Is a word of peace. I stay up the call. I'm able still to have peace. I'm reaching every individual. I'm able to feel free. Oh, yeah. In a fallen land. And set up my kingdom. In the hearts of men and women. And cry now in his name. May God bless you. Amen.
Can't you see how they done my Lord? See how they done my Lord? Can't you see how they done my Lord? Lord, Lord, have mercy on me. Well, they nailed him to the cross. One of them said, Lord, have mercy on me.
Sensational Nightingale, See How They Done My Lord, from the year 1955. We started with the Shelby Gospel 4 and the New Burying Ground, June of 1938 on the Decca label, a sermon from the Reverend Isaiah Shelton as the eagle stirreth her nest, from March 1927.